Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now. He is editor at ETFtrends.com, and he joins us each week to bring us the ETF of the week. No one more qualified for that because Tom and his crew at ETF Trends, well, they evaluate the mutual fund and the ETF industry from top to bottom, left to right, sideways, up and down, any direction you can think of. And they look at it in a lot of different ways. And of course, trend following, well, that's what they're known for. And that's what Tom often talks about here. But at ETFtrends.com, you can learn about new funds, changing funds, anything that's going on in the ETF world, what might be offered, what could be offered, what is offered, what's closing, a whole lot more. It's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Your ETF of the week is
the VanEck Vectors Oil Refiners ETF, ticker symbol CRAK.
It's crack, C-R-A-K, and of course, well, if it's crack, we can do it this way, or we can do it this way. But however you crack it, the VanEck Vectors Oil Refiners ETF, this is a really interesting play right now because, well, quite honestly, energy was interesting a week ago when we weren't talking about it. It's more interesting now as a result of everyone wondering what's going to happen now that Hurricane Harvey made a mess of things.
Well, you're right, Chuck. I mean, when you look at what this is it's not investing in oil. It's not investing in gas. It's really investing in refineries. And the reason it's called crack, or the ticker symbol is crack, is there's something in the industry called the crack spread. What this crack spread is when a refiner takes in crude oil that has not been refined and then refines it. They bring it in at a certain price, and then after refining it, they sell it at another price that obviously is higher. During times of disruption like we've seen with Harvey, that spread actually gets much wider, which makes it even more profitable for the refiners. So here's a case where a natural disaster, as in fact helped refinery firms. Although I just want to point out, this ETF does have U.S. refiners, but most of the refiners are actually in other parts of the world. It's a great way to kind of look at oil and gas, to play it in a certain way. You're really kind of betting with the house because the refinery firms are not betting on the spot price. They're in fact betting on if I can pull in the crude, clean it, send it out, and make that spread as wide as possible, I'm going to be more profitable. My stock price is going to go up.
When you are looking at this, given the current events, how nervous are you that, hey, there might be a setback, et cetera? I mean, is this a 200-day moving average play? And if so, aren't you worried that you could be buying this at a point where headlines and what have you could hurt the refiners and just push it down?
Well, it is. However, the question is right now, are we going to see lower crude prices? And if so, are we going to see refined gas actually decline as well? That could actually happen, but the spread could still be wide enough. So that's just one of those things to consider. You know, I think most importantly, nobody really knows on a day-to-day basis what Brent crude is going to be doing or what gas prices are going to be doing. I think a lot of folks feel, especially towards the end of the summer, there's a lot of demand, but the supply we know, especially in the U.S., with more and more suppliers coming on and ramping up, that it's keeping the pressure under oil prices to a great degree as well. It's another example in the ETF space how you can get really specific. and you can get specific to actually profit in a different way that most think about when buying a spot price within a commodity.
Where does the money for this one come from? Because plenty of people have oil exposure. As you point out, this is not so much energy, it's the refiners. But where are you pulling from to make an allocation here?
That's a great point, because they don't always correlate. Actually, energy companies in the S&P 500 are down almost 16% year-to-date, where crack is up almost 20% year-to-date. So if you feel like the energy allocation that you have, and if you own the S&P 500, you own energy, and that really hasn't helped you out as much so far this year, but you feel like, boy, I'd like to maybe pare down on my energy allocation or overweight to refiners, you could just add that on top of what you already have without selling anything to give you a little bit more of a heavier bet towards refinery firms during periods of time like this. And yes, use the 200-day moving average. When you look at the chart, it's a beautiful looking chart. This ETF has done very, very well, and the trend is almost pristine. It's not too far above its average right now, so there's not a ton of risk on the downside, because as always, if you buy it and it's above its average, if you're following the trend, you sell it when it goes below its average, and you might, you know, take some loss there, but it's not as though you're going to be in a situation where if you own it for a long period of time, you'd be down 50% if you're following the trend line.
Nope, definitely not. That's why we play that moving average, etc., and that's why the VanEck Vectors Oil Refiners ETF, crack, yeah, it is the ETF of the week. It will not crack your portfolio, not when it's been up almost 20% versus a 15.5% decline for energy companies in the S&P 500. That's the point of getting that diversification that Tom was talking about. Tom, great pick. Thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. If you want more information, check out the website. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. And don't forget to follow Tom. He is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. All right, that was a great way to start the Thursday, August 31st edition of Money Life. Up next, a big interview with Jim Swanson from MFS. That's going to be fun. You don't want to miss it. So stay tuned. This is Money Life.